I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This is our Christmas spectacular. We're all
is
wearing
it public or Patreon-y?
This is public.
This is public.
Well,
people
need to see
our jumpers.
People need to see our jumpers.
Head on over to Patreon to see our jumpers.
Yeah.
Okay, I shall audio describe what everybody's wearing.
Thank you.
Lucas is wearing a zip-up sweater vest.
The best.
With a collar, with like a sort of tweed kind of tartany collar.
Mm.
And it's all brown, various different shades of brown, but he's got sewn onto it green trees, a snowman. It's like...
It's amazing.
It's kind of like what Shrek wears in the movie.
Yeah.
But yes.
If he was...
Christmassy.
It's like beautifully ugly.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It's what he should have worn in Shrek the Halls. Have you guys seen that?
Yes, that would have been good.
I have not seen that.
Is it good? A note.
It's a Christmas classic.
It's a note for the makers of Shrek.
Is it a Christmas classic?
It's really not.
It's a classic.
I wouldn't recommend it. It's fine.
It's a good pun though, isn't it, Shrek?
It's fun to say things are a Christmas classic.
Yeah.
Just things.
Just anything.
Just anything Christmassy. It's a classic, actually.
Classic.
And then for the listeners out there, Mickey is wearing a pink jumper.
I would call this pink.
Would you call that pink?
I would call it dramatically pink.
Yes, like a bright pink.
Yeah.
And with two...
Yeah.
Strategically positioned sequined Christmas puddings that happen to have antlers.
Yeah. Antlered Christmas puddings on my tits.
And I'll let you tell them where
on
they are.
On my tits.
They are on Mickey's breasts. I would never speak about you like that.
We've spoken about like
it felt weird to say breasts.
Yeah, that in any way, like that's way creepier.
I felt like it aged me a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, on this young woman's breasts.
Not just that, but like you've lost like the you've lost the privilege, like you've lost you've lost the permission to be able to talk about tits. So now you're just like her breasts.
I believe I know what I'm talking about. They're positioned over the breasts.
And what would you say you're wearing?
I'm wearing a jumper.
It's very cool.
With the snowman from The Snowman,
mm-hmm.
as in, we're walking in the air. on it.
Oh, a Christmas classic.
It is a Christmas classic.
That is actually a Christmas classic.
It is. But, you know, you can say that about anything. We've just established that.
Yeah, but that one's true.
Yeah.
And it was sent to me by a hospice.
Oh, I saw this on your gram.
Yeah.
On your gram-a-lam.
And they sell them on... Oh, man, I'm going to have to look this up.
Yeah.
They're being sold on... My memory, man. Anybody else's memory worse post-COVID? This is a conspiracy. Not just clothing, it's called. Not just clothing.
Not just clothing.
Yep. And they're selling them, not just clothing, for St. Barnabas House. And 50% of the proceeds go to St. Barnabas House.
That's very good. That's very lovely.
Little plug.
Okay, so...
And that's what I'm wearing.
Sarah's come with sort of like a moral high ground.
Dressed as an angel.
Wear your wings.
You're fine.
And I've got putting on my tits.
Yeah.
Well, there's a...
It's different vibes.
There's a different vibe.
I've got putting on my tits.
But that's fine. Mm. You've also brought, Sarah, you've brought a milk tray.
I bought a Cadbury's milk tray.
This is we're very Christmassy. There's, this is
no
good.
No celebration is complete without a Cadbury's milk tray.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas classic.
I always say that. Mm. What is a Cadbury's
You're gonna put them on your
milk
tits?
Tray? I will. What is it? I've never had one.
You've never had one?
It's swirled,
just a very
smothered,
very classic mix of different types of Cadbury's chocolate. I mean, it's mostly truffles, isn't it, I think?
I think it is, yeah.
Mostly truffles?
It's been a while
that
since
sounds
I've
like
had
that's
one.
The worst.
Am I opening that wrong? Yes, I am.
It's actually a puzzle, first and foremost.
Oh my God, it's like an escape room. God, always we're unboxing it as we speak.
This is good stuff. All right, we've got caramel softy. That's you, Lucas.
I was gonna say.
Yeah. Tag yourself.
Hazelnut swirl. What a white truffle, truffle heart, orange truffle. There's a lot of truffle. What's the best one? Is it Honey Crunch?
The Honey Crunch is pretty good. I like the praline as well.
I like a fudge duet.
What's a fudge duet? Vanilla flavor fudge. Oh man, you guys love fudge.
What makes it a duet?
It's two different types of fudge.
I think I would like the hazelnut.
They're singing over each other.
They're harmonizing.
I think I would like the hazelnut swirl. It has a little asterisk that says contains nuts.
Oh.
I'd hope so.
It's good to know.
All right, I'm going to have a hazelnut swirl.
You're going
to
have one
now? I'll try not to eat on mic. Is that it?
Okay. I'll tell you a story whilst you're eating.
Yeah,
that.
You tell me a story.
I think I hit a new personal low last night. It's. This has really made me feel my age. Last night, are you still laughing? Oh no, you're just trying to eat that. I was doing a crossword.
Great start.
I was doing a crossword, and I'd nearly finished it, but I really needed to pee, and so I was like holding off. And then I was like, fuck it, I gotta go pee. So I got up and I went to pee, and then I came back, like rushed back to finish my crossword. And then when I got back, I realised...
I rushed back to finish my crossword.
And then when I got back, I realised I'd been doing a crossword in my dreams. And this was the middle of the night. And
Oh my God!
I got back into bed and I was really upset that there was no such... The crossword didn't exist.
Oh my God! Because you were so close to finishing.
Yeah. And
it's like a wet dream.
I know. But I'm like, I used to have sex dreams. And now I'm like, just give me just a second. Just hold on a second longer.
It's like when you wake up from a wet dream and you think, like in the dream, you're about to like blast.
Yeah.
But then you wake up and you're like... And you're like, oh, I can't, like, just it's
gone.
Gone.
It's
gone
over.
Into the ether now.
Yeah,
this is like...
It's like that, but I was about to get five thought... down.
What a low.
Really sad.
Really sad.
And it's like, it woke me up. Mm. I couldn't get back to sleep.
No, well, yeah, you had to get five down.
Frustration. Yeah.
My God. Was it a hard crossword in your memory?
I think it was enjoyably challenging. Like, I wasn't sailing through it, but I was capable.
Do you love a crossword? Because I really love a crossword.
Me too, I love a crossword.
Which ones do you do?
I have an app on my phone.
Me too.
Which app do you have? I don't know. It's just called Daily Crossword or something like that.
Oh, I have the Guardian one.
Oh, I should get that because some of these are too easy.
Is that the New York Times one, the daily one?
No, it's just a normal app.
Me and Noel do the New York Times one.
Yeah, I like when they're
like
a mini. Harder.
It's like a mini crossword.
Can you get as many as you want in the Guardian one?
So what's great is like it goes back in time. So I got it last year, and anytime I have like finished the daily one, you can just scroll back. It goes back years.
Oh, I'm doing that. I'm in one of those ones where it's like
quick crossword.
You have
amazing.
To get coins, and then there'll be like certain crosswords that you're not allowed if you haven't got enough coins to purchase your way in.
What?
And then it's Whoa. Like ran out of coins, and then it's trying to make me buy coins with my own money, and I'm like, I'm not buying coins. But I do want a crossword.
Sounds like you're just playing like Candy Crush.
It's like Candy Crush, but it's crosswords, yeah.
But this one, you do have to pay for this. It's like, it was quite a lot of money.
How much money are you spending?
I think it was like 30 quid for the
app. For the whole app?
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's it, one lump sum.
That's an expensive app, though.
Yeah, but how much are crossword books?
That's a good point.
Because we buy crossword books. Oh, God, this is pathetic. This is pathetic podcast.
But I love crosswords, and I think
we've got to move on.
No, this
we've
is great.
Got to move
and
on.
I
this
really
is worse than Wikipedia.
Sarah's.
Oh,
gonna...
I have a Wikipedia.
Oh God.
And I really genuinely think that like the Guardian ones are the quick crosswords are really fun. They're like the perfect level of hard.
We don't even have a guest today to like stop this.
What do you mean?
This is the episode today. It's us catching up with each other, and it's going to be mostly crossword stuff.
And Christmas stuff. And
we're going to do a crossword live on air.
Let's talk Christmas shopping. How are we doing?
Terrible.
Terrible?
Absolutely terrible.
Oh, Lucas.
How many people
I've
do you
always
have to
been
buy
a last... I've got five more people left, I think.
And who's left?
The big five.
Let's brainstorm.
Is it the big five?
It's the big five.
Yeah. Rhinoceros.
I was going to go rhino first.
Wait, what's the rhinos? I don't get that. What's that for?
Elephant.
Like elephant,
giraffe.
Rhino.
Wait, if you go on a
safari. Oh, of the jungle. Yeah. The big five of the jungle.
If you go on a safari, you try and see the big five.
Oh, I see. Okay. No, that's good. Yeah. My dad is the rhino.
Is he?
And then my mom is probably the giraffe.
Oh, careful.
Okay.
And then...
Get into stereotypes now.
She's got a very long neck.
What? Your mom... You still have you have
my
mom,
mom, my dad...
Noel?
No, my auntie and her two boys.
Cousins.
Oh, you have to do cousins. Auntie?
Yeah, she's coming over from America. So it's a big deal. I've got to knock it out of the park.
Yeah, you do.
And Americans, like, they take it seriously.
Yeah, they've got everything.
Yeah, they do have everything. All the technology they have over there.
You think there's technology over there that we don't
yeah,
have?
Yeah, they have, like, hoverboards. And I've never been. I watch the movies there.
How about you?
Me, Christmas shopping, I think I'm doing okay. I secured a couple last night.
You got the
night.
Big five.
Big five for me.
Have you got any for my mum and my dad?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. No, I sorted them ages ago.
Oh, fuck.
I've sorted my... I think I need to get something else for my mum. But I've kind of, like, spoilt my mum all year. Because she turned 70
have
this
you?
Year. I have.
Oh, lovely.
We went on a hot air balloon ride.
That's
then,
true.
And I got her a KitchenAid for her
when
birthday.
And whilst you were on the hot air balloon, you said to her, remember, this is for Christmas and
know
next
how much
Easter
paid
and
for
next birthday.
Yeah. But I need to get her a little something else, I think, just so she's got enough to open on Christmas Day.
That's most of it, isn't it? She's most of it is just making over. Sure that people have stuff to open.
Yeah. And I got her a cookbook, but it's a gluten-free chef. It's the Christmas cookbook for this
country. Oh, nice.
And she's got one... her like non-Christmas one but Louisa was kind of like it does feel a little bit like we're giving her a gift that's like can you make us these please.
Yeah, but it does but it also seems like she would appreciate
yeah,
that
yeah
no?
I think she would yes but I'm gonna get her something else. My dad, we were just discussing dads. I think
yeah my dad just wants Beatles things, so it's yeah. always very easy.
Yeah, we've got him some Beatles remastered.
We've got some Beatles dads.
Yeah, yeah. A pair of Beatles dads.
Yeah,
and not the band, the Insects.
Yes. Super
no.
into
really
insects.
Into the Insects.
Yeah.
And the car.
Oh, my parents did used to have a Beetle. Their first
cute.
Car. Yeah. Very nice. Pictures look good anyway. Other gifts I've bought. My brother's just asked for money to contribute to an expensive bag he's buying himself.
Yeah.
A bag?
It's boring, but I quite like when people do that.
I just want to give him something to open.
Yeah. Oh, no, I get that. But I'm also like, he actually wants this bag.
Maybe I'll wrap the cash.
Do it. That's funny.
That's good fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, I
plus,
think
plus, when you give
sorted.
Him cash, you give him like a task. Deposit this.
Yeah. Maybe I hide the cash throughout the house and it's like a little cash Easter egg hunt.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
What would a Christmas chocolate hunt?
Yeah, I'll wrap the cash around each a chocolate.
Yeah,
and then or I'll
an put, unwrapped chocolate,
or
which
I'll
means
bake
that...
the cash into a cake, and I'll like you have to eat the whole cake if you want the cash, Tom. You can do it, Tom.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're like
this is brilliant.
You're Jerry in this dynamic.
Oh, Tom and Jerry. I was thinking of Bruce Bogtrotter.
Just kind of like
Jerry.
A cruel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm hitting him with a hammer as he's eating it. He's bleeding. I'm like, you want cash, do you? Eat the cake.
You gotta earn it.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, lovely that's that sorted. Stuff. That's a load off my mind. And Louisa and I think we're just going to book a holiday. We're going to spend all the money that we would spend on gifts on a holiday.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Lovely.
How do you unwrap that?
I can't say that on air. We were going to try and get Noelle to come and be a guest on this episode.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
You thought we were joking, but we were deadly serious.
We were deadly serious.
Is it just because of her name?
90% of
it. Oh, sure.
No, it's because she's very fun.
She is.
Well,
very
she's
fun.
Also very fun. That's in the 10%. 90% of it was because it's Christmas.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And her name is Noelle. We cannot emphasize this enough.
Yeah. And do you know what that means?
No, I would love to have Noelle on the podcast. She has to come another time.
Yes, no, she definitely will.
She has to come next Christmas.
Only next Christmas.
She's got one spot.
Yeah. Jessica, my boyfriend has already come. We have to do Louisa at some point. We all have to do Louisa. And then and Noelle.
Yeah. I mentioned to Louisa that Noelle might be coming to do the podcast today. Louisa was like, oh, so you'll have 2 out of 3 partners have been on the pod. And I was like, you wouldn't want to come on the pod. And she was like, no, I wouldn't, and you wouldn't want me on it, because at the moment you can just say things about me and I can't say anything else.
Oh, she doesn't want to come on?
I don't think she'd want to come on.
Oh. Why not?
No.
Louisa!
She's a private person.
Yeah, but, you know, we'll change that up. We'll pry it all out of her.
Yeah,
she'll be an influencer by the end of the podcast. She'll be walking out the building vlogging.
Oh, we are becoming influencers. Are you guys excited?
Yeah. We have influenza.
So we all have a deadly flu. No, we got a message saying that, do you want to try this on
oh, yeah.
The ginger shots. I thought this
we have
was
to do this.
When you sent this to the group, I thought this was a weird message about Lucas, and I was not invested.
Ginger shots.
I did not approve of it. You want to do what? Yeah. Mickey, please. I didn't do it.
I don't know what's going
on.
Give me a fair trial.
No, someone from, what's the brand?
Moju. Yeah,
Moju
I love them. I've had them before.
Really?
Yummy. Yeah, I have them with the meal deal sometimes.
Well, Jewel, we don't mind you sliding into our DMs.
No. We're gonna say yes to this, and then we're gonna try it out on the pod.
Very excited.
It will be like different. And
this feels like advertising that we are not getting paid for. We're such
influencers. we're just like really excited that someone reached out.
We'll do it for free.
But also, guys, come on, that's healthy ginger shots. That's just good for us.
They pack a punch, so they're not for the faint-hearted. Oh, I don't know if I can play.
No.
Although I did like a proper influence because I was shopping.
Wow.
Ladies be shopping. And I was shopping and it was for Christmas and I send a message out to like my Instagram being like, what are the best tights?
I saw this.
Did you see this?
And I nearly replied to you because it is like I've always known that you're straight. But it was like a real stark reminder of how heterosexual you are.
Why?
The distress in your face about the ripped tights. Like, you'd taken this picture so close up to your face.
Yeah, that's
and it was
funny.
Like, please.
You have to have urgency.
I need to know.
You have to have urgency when you ask the people.
Yeah.
But the people really came through.
Really?
Yeah, not only am I straight, I think most of my audiences as well.
Turns out other people are.
No, it was really amazing. Like, so many people responded, and they all responded saying this, like, brand called Snag Tights, who, by the way, are amazing. They're, like, their branding is, like, so inclusive, and, like, they're really good. Cool. Just, so it's a really cool brand, besides the fact that everyone, like, messaged that. And then I was like, Snag Tights, look at all these responses. Being like,
come on,
Snag Tights. And then they're sending me tights.
No way.
That's amazing.
I've done it.
Yeah.
It works.
You're in. I've smashed it.
You're in.
Next time you need some milk, you're going to be like,
what's the best milk? But I was genuinely
at Sainsbury's. Everyone's saying you.
But it was a genuine thing. Like, I really, because I wear tights like on stage and stuff. And yeah. I was like, this is like the worst thing I do for the environment is buy new tights like weekly. Mm. Like, that's shit. Like, I keep having to throw them out.
That is bad. You should turn them into something.
Like?
A draft excluder. Just off the top of my head.
That's a good idea. You could probably do that.
You could fill a draft excluder with a load of tights.
I was thinking you could, like...
You thought I was being silly, but I've come in here deadly serious, and now you look a fool.
By the way, I think you saying I've always known you were straight is the meanest you've ever been to me. The disdain with which you said that to
you
me.
You said it. You said you were straight. Like, when we met, you were like, I'm straight. And I was like, okay. Backing off.
This is not. I want everyone to know that this is not at all how Sarah and I met.
I literally went, rolled my eyes and walked away.
This is not at all how we met. We met when you were drunk and then you cuddled up to me. And then I said,
this sounds like the same
I'm
story.
I'm straight.
You were like, this is my boyfriend. And I was like,
we met and you gave me one. We met cuddling. That's nice. It's a nice story.
It is a nice story.
It's a nice story. And I remember it.
I don't.
No.
Yeah. Remember
where was it?
I'd have remembered it if you were gay.
It was in Sarah's house.
I have no storage for straight women.
I thought you were an ally, Mickey. Yeah.
Guys, do you want to hear about my Christmas shopping besides these tights? I bought Patrick some shoes and he wants me to return them.
Why?
Okay, in my defense, no. Let's start with his defense. I bought shoes that he had already told me he didn't like.
Oh.
But in my defense...
That's bad gift buying.
Yes. But in my defense...
It's the opposite of thoughtful.
Yeah, but he says this about everything he now likes. So, like, everything...
Oh.
Everything that he's ever been like... Everything that he now wears, he started off being like, I don't want this.
He didn't want that hoodie?
No, that he bought himself. But the jeans he wears, the shoes he wears, and the jacket he wears, all of them started out with him being like, no, I don't think that's for me. And then we would have to like go through like a lot of different options. And then he ended up buying those anyway.
Are they the ones that you suggested?
Not all.
Okay.
I feel like that's just his process. Like, that's how he starts out. He starts out with giving himself a no.
Yeah.
like a hard no.
Yeah.
Mm. And then we do the bargaining whilst we like walk through the shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
I already know in the end he's going to go back to what he originally gave a hard no.
Oh my God, you have endless patience.
I actually do. This was our first test in our relationship was when he didn't have a winter jacket. And I said, you have to have a winter jacket because you're always cold. And then he said, you should know I'm really bad with shopping. I get really grumpy.
I get grumpy shopping.
And so then we went to the
so relatable.
Yeah, so we went to the shopping mall.
And I
could not believe how grumpy he got. Like, because we were like in our like
honeymoon
dating phase.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, you're not even trying. I think because he'd been like, I've already warned her.
Yeah.
So we walked around for like 3 hours and went back and bought the jacket that was the first jacket we saw.
Oh,
and so
God.
Since then,
ooh,
I've...
waste of time.
It's horrible. So since then, I've been like, I know what he does. He'll give it a hard no. And then we'll do the dance. And then in the end, we end up with a yes.
Yeah.
Mm. So I was like,
I'll just... Terrible advert for consent, this, by the way.
Yes. This is about consent. So then I...
He goes, no, I don't want them. You go, oh, you do not mean that at all. I know best.
But then, yeah, so then someone with these shoes, I was like, let's cut out the middleman. I'll just buy them.
Uh-huh.
But then he was like, I said no to these. And I was like, yeah, but you always say no.
Because you're a stupid little bitch.
And you're a stupid little boy. And then he was like, oh, I understand why you thought that I would like these.
All right.
And he said... you're right, I do that with everything. And then he said, but I actually don't like these. And I was like, oh, that's fine.
Well,
but now
are you
going to
know
them.
Which no is a real no and which no
well,
is a yes?
Well, that's what I said. That's why I said, I was like, that's why I bought them. And he was like, no, I actually don't like these. And I was like, oh, that's fair.
Can
but now
do,
I have
like,
to
no
return
with
them.
A wink? in future?
I just feel like
no,
it's
thank
like,
you.
It's like his process. Like that's what he has to do. Yeah. Like that's what he has to go on a journey. Like he has to go to Middle Earth for every decision. It's like first we walk to Mordor, and then in the end we come back in
the
Shire.
He comes back sweaty, covered in ash.
Yeah, like, that's what he has to do.
Fine, I'll take that one.
I'm gonna tell you one time we had to shop for like fancy shoes because we were going to a wedding, mm-hmm. and we walked into the first shop. I was like, these are obviously them. He put them back and we started walking around. And at some point he was like, I just don't think there are any shoes here for me. And he was like, they're all too expensive. Cause that's the thing, is like, they're too expensive. Mm. And then I went, well, what do you want to spend on shoes? And he went, and he had like a real moment, like you could see like the light bulb go in, like in his head. And he went, £0. He was like, that's, you're right. He was like, the problem is that I want to spend £0.
I'm finding this incredibly relatable.
Right? And yeah. I was like, okay, well, that's not, he's like, genuinely, my hope is that we find like shoes that have been discarded somewhere in the shopping center.
And I'm going to keep walking around.
Or someone's going, are we going to get rid of these? Does anyone want them?
Yes!
He's like,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yes!
Those are like, the ones I've been looking for.
Yeah.
They're my size. They're not my size, but I'll take them.
At the end of the day at a bakery, they're like, oh, yeah. We're just throwing these out.
That's what he wants. And I was like, well, now that we've established that, you realize that's not possible. And then he was like, no. And then we went back to the first shop that we went to and bought the shoes.
I think that is how I shop every time.
Really?
Because I'll find something. I will never love anything. You know, like Louisa will go shopping, she'll go, I love that. I've never loved in my life. And I will, I'll like look at things and go, yeah, that's fine, I think. And then I'll look at the price and I'll be like, that's way more than what I want to spend on something that I think is fine.
Mm. Right.
And, but I've never felt the love.
You're like standing in front of it like, but is it spectacular?
Yeah, it's never spectacular.
Right, right, right.
And I will only pay for spectacular.
Oh my God. So this Christmas jumper that was sent to you, yeah. That's like your ideal scenario.
Yeah, and then I'm going to wear this all year.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God.
It's incredible. If people please send me things, I will wear them.
What a way to try and get free stuff. This is worse than my tights thing.
My dad used to work at a hotel. He's retired now, but he was a maintenance man at a hotel. I think I must have told, I've not told you this. And they get so much, it was like a nice hotel in Nottingham City Centre. They got so much lost property, but it would be like good shit because people take nice stuff to hotels. And then every so often, he would come home with like a sack full of stuff and he would dump it on the kitchen floor.
Like Santa.
Like Santa.
The first sentence was dump on the kitchen floor.
He would
maybe.
Dump it all on the kitchen floor. And then we would like vultures, like pick apart at the pile.
That's
and then
so
we'd
fun.
All take things away. And
that's
it was
so
the best
fun.
Thing ever.
I would have loved that.
I got really good stuff from there.
Yeah.
And the amount of times I would be out with my parents and somebody go, oh, like to my mom, like, oh, Carrie, I like your top. And she'd go, thank you. Crown Plaza lost property.
Yes.
That's
oh, my
great.
God. That's,
a great line.
Yeah.
I'm going to start saying that.
Yeah, every time.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's understandable why you'd hate shopping when you'd be like, why would I buy something when I could just get it from a sack for
free? Yeah, yeah.
When it just gets plopped onto the kitchen floor.
I'm hoping Dad will bring home one home in a sack soon enough.
Yeah. Wow. Do you like shopping?
No, I'm the exact same as Sarah. And actually something very similar happened yesterday, in fact, because it was my friend's birthday and I'd forgotten we were going to a fancy restaurant, so I didn't have a shirt on.
I hate that, yeah.
And we were out bowling. This is medieval.
And you were wearing this Christmas
yeah,
vest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is my bowling vest. It was medieval friend.
Medieval friend.
It was his birthday yesterday. So
you went bowling yesterday?
Thomas.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Lucas and I were saying last week that we should all go bowling.
Oh, we surely should.
Oh, yeah, you guys,
we
yeah,
love
you go bowling.
Bowling.
No, you're coming too.
Imagine. Yeah, no, you guys, yeah.
Lucas and I were saying that he and I should go bowling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Great, yeah, you guys go. Yeah, I would love to go bowling. I'm so bad. Are
yeah.
you good?
I am pretty good, actually.
Yeah,
yesterday,
I
was embarrassed. Yesterday, I bowled some of the best bowling I've ever bowled in my life. And honestly, it was kind of embarrassing how good I was. I was showing up the birthday boy. I was showing up Noel. I doubled their score. Like, I did twice as good as them.
Why didn't you hold back, Luke?
I don't know. I couldn't stop.
I quite like this.
I was bowling strikes. I just couldn't stop.
I quite like this. I like that you're just crushing and you don't care who you hurt.
Yeah, honestly, but yeah, I know.
Well, you can't hurt me.
You can't hold
back.
You can't hold back. It's patronising.
I've done a lot of holding back whilst bowling.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Are you really good?
They used to take children bowling.
Oh yeah.
So you don't have to be really good. You're just better than children because they can't lift the ball.
I used to crush Frankie.
Would she cry if she lost?
This is what you get, little girl. That's what I would say.
This is what you get for being a little girl.
For being a little girl.
For being smaller than
me. You can barely hold the ball.
I would take two children.
Yeah.
And it would be an older brother and then a younger sister. Yeah. And so she would lose her mind if she lost. So it was easier if he won, she came second, and I lost. It was easier if Sarah was rubbish at bowling.
Ooh, I don't know how I feel about this. You crushed those kids.
I would crush those kids.
Yeah.
They got to learn the reality.
They got to learn what real life is like. Yeah, she has to learn the reality.
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to be nice.
Boys are stronger.
Yeah, I shout that as I throw her across the room. You've got to learn the reality, little
girl. You're never gonna make it in this world.
She's like, my mom's going to fire you.
Yeah. It's a strike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Well, that sounds fun. We should all go bowling. Faux show.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold back.
Please don't. I would be so insulted if you held back.
Yeah, no, in adult bowling. in adult bowling, you don't hold back.
I'm like, you know, I'm like, I've been bad for a really long time. Like, it's not like I'm still just like, ah! Like, I'm now just like, This is how I bowl. Yeah, I can really enjoy how badly it's going.
I bet Patrick's good at bowling.
Yeah.
He's all right.
He's got the look of a bowler around
him. He's all right. And he's got strong arms.
Yeah, and that's kind of most of it, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't even do a push-up. It's pathetic.
Can you not?
No.
That's your task for next year.
I think my boobs are just too big.
The moment I get into a plank, the boobs take over. That's funny. Do you think some people... No.
I do think some people.
Really?
I think if you've got like an F...
You think that there are some people who have boobs longer than their arms.
Well, it's their not forearms, but this bit.
Yeah.
Their bicep. Because
you know, like...
That's long.
Once they start sagging, if you've got like a G...
Oh, you're talking about on your elbows.
On your elbows, yeah. You're on your forearms.
Okay, no, I'm talking about full plank.
I don't think full plank.
I also think like with like tricep push-ups, if you're like you're supposed to like let your body lead, right? Mm. If there's like a lot of boob there,
they're leading.
As I'm talking about this, I'm like
they're miles ahead.
But I can't do a push-up. That's the point.
Collectively, we've got very little boob now.
Yeah.
We're in a deficit.
But we talk about it a lot.
Mm.
Well,
they
talk about
us.
It a lot. Lucas brings it up a lot.
It's a mystery to us all.
Yeah.
Three people with barely any tits sat in a dark room going, what is it all about?
I'm actually really insecure about it, Sarah.
We got to get to the bottom of this. Some of these women, they got boobs longer than their arms. It's a misinformation podcast, but it's exclusively about tits. I've seen some that can talk.
So that's how my Christmas shopping was going.
Yeah, okay.
I think is what
you
we
talked
bought
about.
One
thing and you have to send it back.
No, I have to send that back. I'm going to do it today. I brought the shoes. I'm going to do it today, but I'm going to go without a receipt, like with a photo of the receipt. Do you think they'll let me return them?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting.
I forgot the receipt.
I think a photo would be fine because all they need is the number.
And oh my God. Sorry, guys. I just ate a chocolate. These things are... They're intense.
Be careful out there.
I also have, obviously, like my bank statement. I can show them like...
Yeah, I think you'll be fine.
I think I'll be fine. It was just so frustrating because as I like left to come here, I was like, stupid receipt.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be fine. And then the other thing I still have to do is I have to pick up my own present.
Oh, Mickey. From who?
Patrick.
Oh.
Yeah, I do think this is quite sad.
Do you know what it is?
I know what it is. I bought it.
Oh, no.
Listen.
What is it?
This was incredibly sad.
No.
I said to Patrick, we bought everyone's presents and stuff. And then I was like, and then I had to return the shoes. And I was like, well, what do you want then? And he just doesn't care. Like, he just doesn't care about his present. And I was like, listen, you also haven't gotten me anything yet. And he was just like, yeah, like, what? And I was like, no, I want a present. And I'm a bit upset that, like, this hasn't been on your mind, like, at, like, you haven't given it any thought.
Yeah.
And he was like, but you're not, like, that's not one of your love languages, is presents. And I was like, it's not.
I can get into it.
But I think it's a bit sad when we're all there for Christmas and my boyfriend hasn't gotten me a present.
Also, just because something's not your love language doesn't mean you don't get it.
I know. Like, that's what I said.
You can't just name a love language and then go, okay, that's all I'm doing for you. And so if somebody goes like, my love language is physical touch, it's like, well, I'm never giving you a word of affirmation again.
Yes, that was my point. And I was like, and then I said that I wanted a new necklace because the necklace I wear, he gave this to me like years ago, but it's faded. And I was like, and I wear it every day. And then he laughed. And I was like,
why did he laugh? Oh my God, what's happening to
Patrick? What's happening?
He's turning into a monster.
And I was just like, why are you? I was like, I know, I really cherish it. And he was like, oh, and I think he just had to, I think basically like all of it was just not something that he was expecting of me.
Yeah.
And he was just kind of like, you know what? I have to change. So then the next day he was like, please, will you tell me what you want? And then we'll pick out a present.
Oh.
So then I picked out a present. But then he's not made any effort to say, like, I'm going to go pick it up. So I'm just going to do it.
Yeah. I think you need to nip this in the bud.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year, my parents have been married 45 years or mm-hmm. something like that. Last year, my dad bought my mom pajamas that were so not in her style in any way that she opened them and looked at him like, who are these for?
Who do you think I am?
And then, like, she got over it quite quickly, but there was like a solid 2-3 hours when we were all getting ready for Christmas Day where I could just tell that my mom was like, what the fuck? Is going like I have just bought so many gifts for so many people. He had one job, which was buy me a gift.
Yeah,
and this is inexplicable. Like, and so yeah, I think you've got to shut this down.
Well, I've done a good job of saying like, let's regroup,
Patrick. If you're listening right now, get your shit together.
Well,
I'm coming over.
I've done a good job of communicating that this is actually important to me. So for some reason, after 6 years, does not realize that I like getting a gift. So now I've been like, this matters to me. This is important. So I think next year will be the real test. But I really think next year he'll change his behavior.
I think sometimes when you're in a relationship, I can feel it with Lou and I right now, where it kind of, because we've said to each other, we're not going to do gifts, we're going to book a holiday.
Right.
I've had this kind of niggling like anxiety of like, kind of feel like I need to get her something, and I've got her like a small thing to open, but like yesterday, we're going to exchange them today because then we're driving home tomorrow, so we're going to exchange little gifts today. And then yesterday I was wrapping her presents and just realized I hadn't bought her a card, so I was like, she was in the bath and I like shouted through, I was like, I'm going to give you your card so that you can open it on Christmas Day, like hoping that she wouldn't read into that like I just hadn't got one. And she went, oh no, I haven't got you a card. And I was like, oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so good because I haven't got you a card. And I was like, should we just not do cards? And she was like, no, we should do cards. But it does feel a little bit like it can drop off if you don't kind of pay attention.
We literally said to each other like, okay, clearly this is like a thing that's gotten lost in communication. Mm. Because I am not a big present person. So like, so it's just, you know, it's like collated two different things together. Yeah. And so we have done a good job of being like talking through it. And I genuinely think next year he'll be like, oh, this matters to Mickey. So I'll get it. But it is just one of those, like, I feel like after 6 years, you have an idea of a person And if you don't keep communicating, you can really get stuck.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is who she is, when it's like, but no, you've just decided that.
With Christmas as well, you're so overwhelmed by the admin of buying everyone else a gift. And you're like, it would be a nightmare if I don't have a gift for my mom. And like, I need to sort something out for this person and that person. That you kind of, like, I don't know, I know other people don't have this kind of relationship, like, where like, some people in a relationship will be like, my priority is sorting my partner out because I need to do something good.
Yeah.
But Lou and I have the kind of relationship where it's like, please don't worry about me. Like, do not lose sleep over
me. Right.
And then, but sometimes it can mean that it kind of, you just forget about that.
Yeah, mine has changed now. Mine has changed to please lose sleep over me.
Yeah. I want you to be anxious about
I've been trying to be accommodating, and actually I've changed my mind.
Yeah,
please lose sleep.
You to be asleep all of Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Thinking about how I'm going to react when I open it.
Worrying about me. But the one nice thing that we do is I make cards, but yeah. He makes me a card as well.
Oh.
Like, and his are always like really crude drawings. And it's really funny and it makes me laugh every
crude as in badly done or sexual?
No, both.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Nice.
I love that.
And we give them to each other on Christmas Eve. Oh. And I always have to like kind of hide it away from like my family because I'm like, this is disgusting.
This is disgusting.
And then, but it always makes me laugh. It's always like, it's got like really bad and then it's got like speech bubbles and it's always really funny.
Speaking of crude drawings.
Yeah.
Tell Mickey what you drew in America and where you were and who. Just tell Mickey the story you told me.
What, when you guys were bowling?
Well, no.
Yeah, we were bowling. This was in between our second frame.
Go
our
ahead.
First and second frame. So when, this is when I was... So
we were sharing a milkshake.
Oh. With two straws. Mm-hmm. So Noelle came and visited.
One straw. We were on each end. I didn't get much milkshake.
Ew. What the hell? So Noelle came and visited. We went and got a coffee after you left last week, and Noelle came and we were talking about New York and when I met her parents and how I did with the parents, and I was saying how I did well with the dad, and then Sarah was like, "What about the mom?" And I was like, "Oh." The mum loved me because I took a big risk with this one. So
this could have gone so badly.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
This is not a piece of advice for anyone listening.
Yeah, I hadn't talked to...
Do not try this at home.
No, don't try it at
home. The actions were done by professionals.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. So I hadn't talked to her mum as much as I'd wanted to, but we had a long drive together, not just me and her mum, but me, Noelle's friend and her mum, all four of us were driving up, and I was we were chatting and I was like doodling on my iPad, something to do, and I started like sketching like a very crude drawing of a willy to make Noelle laugh.
Yeah.
And Noelle started laughing, and then Noelle's mum took interest and she was like, "Oh, what are you drawing?" And so I was like, "Do I show her? Do I tell her?" And I was like, "Wait, let me finish it." So I finished it. And it's it's a very detailed drawing. I can show it to you.
Please,
and
we have to put it on.
Oh yeah. I don't know if we can put it on Instagram.
Oh really?
To be honest.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's how good it is.
Yeah,
we can blur some of it out.
Yes, blur out a drawing. Why even put it?
And I showed it to her mum, and she started laughing. She was like, "Oh, that's very funny." She was like, "That's very detailed. You know, you're very familiar with the subject." And I was like, "Oh, thank you. It's not to scale." And she really liked that.
And it worked.
That's great.
I feel like any other mum should and would be quite disgusted by that. But Noah's mum was cool.
When I'm a mum, I'll love that.
That's true.
You'd
be annoyed if your children's partners aren't drawing penises.
I want them to be at all points drawing penises.
He is perfect. He loves you. He looks after you. He's like got a good job. He's kind. He's respectful. But I have never seen him draw a penis.
It was kind of like show me. Okay, this is making me very proud.
Oh, that is quite good.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I'm so happy with myself.
Look at your little face.
Artist with portraits.
It's got the shading.
Yeah. No, it's in a spotlight. I call it Ses non on penis.
On penis.
I don't know the French word for penis.
What's the French word for penis?
Comment
tell
below.
Us.
Oh, no.
Write in.
Write in. Email in.
Oh, I think we have had some emails.
Oh, let's do emails.
Emails.
Let's do Christmas emails.
Mail. keep talking while I find the emails. Oh,
my last present problem is my sister's fiancé. Although, actually, they got married for the law yesterday.
Oh, congrats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're not getting married for party until June, mm-hmm. but for law.
For party.
They've been married for a day now. Check out their day yesterday. They, at 9 o'clock, drove to a viewing for a house. They've been trying to buy a house. Mm. And they keep getting outbidded. So it's been, like, really, really difficult. So they went to a house. They really liked it. So they put a bid in on their way to their wedding.
Oh, my God.
Then their bid got accepted after their wedding. So they had the wedding.
And bought a house immediately.
And then bought a house immediately. Like,
oh my God.
Like an hour after.
What a great day.
I was like, my God, the day you've had. And my sister was like, yeah, I just, it's all very overwhelming. Like, yeah. I have no idea what's happened. I'm like, no, I bet you don't have an idea what's happened. Like, that's crazy. But then I said to her, I was
you
like,
wake up. Did you unmarried without a house?
Yes.
You go to sleep. A wife and a homeowner.
A wife and a homeowner. And then I said to her, like, did you tell the guy that you were buying the house from, like, it's, you know, it's our wedding day today. And she was like, absolutely. She was like, oh, we milked that for all it was worth.
We need this.
Yeah, yeah.
They're dressed like Mary and Joseph. And she's pregnant.
Literally, her friend was like, you should take a pregnancy test. Like, it might be the triple today.
Did they do the thing where he, like, carried her through the door, you know, in the movie it's not when like, they go through?
That would have been amazing. But it's not the official. And also, they weren't at the house.
Oh.
Yeah,
they should have done it anyway. Yeah, when they come, when they came,
they
to
came
see
back.
It.
The house is like flipped. Isn't that interesting? It's like they've bought a house that's been flipped. So a guy bought it 6 months, and
so it must be really nice.
It's really nice and all new. But they showed me the pictures of like because it was still on the website, the sort of old listing. So they could see like what the guy had done, and it was like this just dilapidated mess.
Done.
And then this guy just flipped it. It's like. That's such a... I mean, I know, like, we're supposed to hate it, but it's quite cool, these people that flip houses.
My friend of mine has got into flipping houses.
Really? Well, it just seems like...
You have to be very strong.
It just must be, like, so satisfying. Go ahead. Yeah. Emails.
I've actually gotten distracted by Patreon comments.
Ooh!
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to do these, and then we should probably move over to Patreon and keep talking over there, right?
Oh, yeah,
I don't know how long
yeah.
we've been doing.
We've been doing 45 minutes.
Actually, this makes no sense, because these are all going to be references to the Patreon episode we did.
Okay, we'll just do this on Patreon.
Okay, we'll do this on
yeah,
Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what a tease I was.
Let's wrap it up. What do we want to... let's do Christmas wishes, because this comes out on...
Closing statements, final thoughts.
Boxing Day.
Yeah.
I hope you all had a really nice Christmas. I hope no one had too much family drama.
I hope Santa came.
I hope Santa came.
Yeah.
I hope
that
everyone...
bitch better come.
He needs a release.
He's had a tough year.
Yeah.
I hope everyone has yummy Boxing Day leftover sandwiches.
Ooh.
That's my favorite part of Christmas.
Oh yeah,
the
tell
leftover
us what,
sandwiches.
Tell us what you're eating right now.
Yes,
the best bit.
Yes,
unless
it's
dirty.
As we're dipping into the Cadbury's milk tray.
Yeah.
What were your Christmas delights?
Tell us about them. And tell us what you got for Christmas.
Tell us what you got. Tell us everything. Mm. Also, enjoy today. So it's Boxing Day for English people. Second Christmas Day for the Dutch.
Is that what you call it?
You're the second Christmas Day.
Tweede Kerstdag. Yeah.
Sorry.
I did a bit on my stories where I spoke Dutch. And Sarah messaged me. What's going on? You're not making any sense.
I'm starting to worry that this bit I do about you speaking Dutch is getting very offensive.
I think it's so funny.
Because anytime you do anything in Dutch,
so
I'm like, what?
What?
What is that?
I'm like really worried. Yeah. Like just so much worry in your voice. Like, oh my God. No, I like it. So Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. I say Merry Christmas in Dutch.
Fijne kerst. Fijne kerst.
See, I didn't understand a word of that.
But listen, are we back next week or are we taking a week off?
We don't know.
Oh, we don't know. We might be back.
We might try and do a Zoomie or something. Or
yeah, I would like to do a Zoomie. A catchy uppie.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'll let you know if I caught my sprout.
What?
Have I not told you about this?
Caught your... You guys
chug sprouts at each other?
I do sprouts.
I do my Christmas sprout catch.
Okay, you tell us if you caught your...
I must have mentioned this. It's my proudest achievement.
You tell us if you caught your sprout. And that's it, I think. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And
Christmas.
You'll hear us next time.
God bless us, everyone.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.